Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, boy, am I so happy for the weekend. Just one more day, and we're free. Thank goodness. Well, welcome to another edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast, creator, and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And on Relationships 360, my guest and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting relationships. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the more than 1,000 benefits of marriage, or, you know, as many of them as we can get to tonight within this 1 hour that we have with our guest. She's a divorce and family mediator. She practices in New York. Her name is Rachel Fishman Green. And Rachel has helped divorcing and separating couples resolve conflicts concerning all aspects of divorce, including division of homes, time with children, the fair distribution of pension assets, the tax aspects of divorce, and even how to bring new girlfriends and boyfriends into children's lives. Yes, she's dealt with it all as a divorce mediator. And, of course, she's a family mediator, too. She's also worked with never-married couples, both gay and straight, who are splitting up to help them to find a way to honor their past years together while at the same time moving forward into the next phase of their lives. Rachel is active also in working in a new specialty called marital mediation, and she's going to tell us, you know, what happens in marital mediation. She's been working in the specialty for couples who want to work in a different process, different from therapy, to keep their marriages together. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the more than 1,000 benefits, rights, and privileges of marriage on the show tonight. And as you're listening to this show, many of you may want to contact Rachel to help you to resolve a relationship issue one-on-one outside of this show. And to help, she's offering a one-hour mediation session at no cost. She's giving it away on the show tonight. However, you must enter your name and email address at relationships360.com to be eligible. The contest ends Monday at midnight, and the winner will be notified by the Relationships 360 marketing team via email on Tuesday. Rachel, thanks for your patience. Thanks for the giveaway and for dropping by the show tonight.
Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you for inviting me. I look forward to an interesting discussion.
All right. Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, you know, anxious to dig into this topic, the more than 1,100 rights and privileges of marriage. And, of course, you know, I decided to do this show. I did a show called Sex and Religion about a month ago, and I had the legal analyst of Marriage Equality USA on my show. It's an advocacy organization for gay rights and same-sex marriage on the show, and the guest mentioned that there were more than 1,100 rights and privileges that married couples have, straight couples in this country, that, you know, gay couples are fighting for, fighting to have. And so that's where I got the idea for this topic. Of course, we'll get more into the origin of, you know, where these rights come from in just a minute. Listeners, if you'd like to weigh in on the discussion tonight, you can call in, talk to Rachel, talk to myself, Tiffany Williams-Jallo, the host of Relationships 360, by dialing 714 409-0610. And if you missed that, it's published on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, and our crew has also posted it inside of the chat room where you can always type your comments and questions as well if you're too shy to call in. And if you do call in, please hit the appropriate key so we know that you wish to speak and don't think you're just listening by phone. Okay, so Rachel, I mentioned that we were going to get more into the origin of these 1,138 marriage rights, benefits, and privileges. Where did they, how did they come about, and, you know, where can our listeners actually read these rights or find them?
Well, it would be, it's very interesting to me that your guest, you know, had tracked down 1,138 marriage rights, benefits, and privileges. That actually amuses me because there is no comprehensive place where these things are written down. But they're in many various different legal codes as well as legal case law, which is judges' opinions. So they're kind of in, you know, they may be in 1,138 places, but they have come to be because in some ways the law reflects what we as a society want. And as a society, we have given married couples many benefits, and that is partly to encourage marriage because we have believed, or legislatures have believed, or judges have believed, that having married couples creates a more stable and contented society. So mm-hmm. some of the major ones have to do with money. And we're in a very strange time right now because, as you know, several states have passed acts where they're allowing gay couples to marry. But the federal government in 1996, the Congress passed something called the Defense of Marriage Act, which states that states need not recognize a relationship between persons of the same sex that is treated as a marriage under the laws of other states. Now, what I, as a lawyer, find very strange about this is that it goes against the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Article 4 of the Constitution has the full faith and credit clause, which basically says that any state and that this country will give full faith and credit to anything that's legal from another country for a person who moves here. So mm-hmm. if you get married in France, and then you move here, your marriage is still considered valid even though you didn't get married in the United States.
Absolutely.
And so the Defense of Marriage Act said, oh, wait, we're going to make an exception for gay marriage. Somebody who gets married in Massachusetts or Connecticut or Iowa and they go to Florida does not have to recognize their marriage.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that could be very problematic. Can we talk about, you know, in what situations that would be problematic with, you know,
sure.
not
yeah.
recognizing gay marriages or marriages of gay couples that were married in another state? What are some of the issues that could arise from that?
Well, one issue, there was a case actually highlighted in the newspaper about a couple that had gotten married in Massachusetts, and then two women, and then they broke up. And one woman, let's call her Alice, mm-hmm. Alice moved to New York and fell in love with a man and wanted to marry him. And this was before the law was passed recognizing gay marriage in New York. Well, Alice's ex-girlfriend, Sally, did not want to get divorced. She was still mad at Alice. Alice left her. And Alice, you know, is calling up and going, Sally, can I have a divorce because I want to marry Joe? And Sally goes, the heck you're going to marry, Joe. I'm not giving you a divorce.